You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we wish you the best for the new year.
Peter Jones, and you are indeed listening to Tell Us a Tale, where Jen Hoffman and I are going to share a couple of stories about sometimes, no matter how hard you try, things just going wrong despite your best efforts to do them right. And we're going to start with an American tall tale called The Legend of Slappy Hooper, adapted by Aaron Shepard, and that's published by Scribner.
You've heard about Paul Bunyan, the greatest lumberjack of all time, and you've heard about Pecos Bill, the greatest cowboy. Now let me tell you about Slappy Hooper, the world's biggest, fastest, bestest sign painter. You'd better believe Slappy was biggest. Why, he was 7 feet tall with shoulders to match, and he weighed 300 pounds, even without his cap and coverall and brush and bucket. And fastest, just give him an 8-inch brush. The job was done, and so smooth, you'd never see a brush stroke. And you bet Slappy was bestest. That was on account of his pictures. No one else ever made them so true to life. In fact, some folks said they were too true to life. Slappy's trouble started with the huge red rose he painted on the sign for Rose's florist shop.
Slappy, it's so real. Why, I can just about smell the fragrance, said Miss Rose Red, the owner of the florist shop.
But a week later, Rose Red fluttered into Slappy's sign shop.
Slappy, that sign of yours was too good. The bees got wind of it and swarmed all over that rose trying to get in. They scared away all my customers. That was bad enough, but wait till you see what's happened now.
When they reached the florist shop, Slappy saw that the bees were gone, but the rose had withered and died.
No one buys from a florist with a withered flower on her sign. That's the last thing you'll pay for me, Slappy Hooper.
The story got around, but most folks, they just laughed, and they still wanted Slappy to do their signs. His next job was to paint a billboard for the Eagle Messenger Service. Slappy painted an eagle 3 times larger than life.
Amazing! It's so real, I could swear I saw it blink. Wait a minute, I did see it blink. What's going on here?
Then the bird flapped its wings and flew right off the billboard.
That sign, it was just too good there, Slappy. That's the last time you work for me, Slappy Hooper.
Folks were getting scared to hire Slappy, but at last he got a job from the Sunshine Travel Agency. The billboard was to show a man and woman on a beach toasting under a hot sun. Slappy painted it the day after a big snowstorm.
Wonderful,
said Mr. Ray Sunshine.
Why, that sun makes me feel hot. And look, the snow on the sidewalk, it's melting.
But a couple of days later, Slappy got a call.
Slappy, your sign is too good. Get down here right away.
When Slappy arrived, he saw that the sidewalk and street in front of the billboard were covered with beach chairs. People sat around in swimsuits and sunglasses, sipping lemonade and splashing suntan lotion.
They're blocking traffic, and the mayor blames me for it. Besides, they won't need my travel agency if they take their vacations here. You've got to do something, Slappy.
So Slappy set up his gear and got to work. He painted the sun on the billboard much hotter, and before long, the crowd was sweating buckets and complaining of sunburn. Then everyone packed up and left.
Good work, Slappy. Oh, no, look at that.
The man and woman on the billboard were walking off, too. And just then, a lick of flame shot up the wall of the building across the street. Slappy's sign had set it on fire. In a few minutes, fire trucks clanged up and firefighters turned hoses on the flames.
Slappy! Try something else!
Slappy got back to work. He painted a storm cloud across the sun, but he had to jump clear when the cloud shot bolts of lightning. Then the storm broke. Slappy's cloud rained so hard the billboard overflowed and flooded all of Main Street.
Never again, Slappy Hooper!
After that, no one on Earth would hire Slappy. It looked as if his sign painting days were over. Slappy felt so low, he made up his mind to throw his paint kit in the river. He dragged it onto the tallest bridge in town and was just about to chuck it when a voice thundered out beside him. Don't dump that gear, Slappy. You're going to need it. Right next to Slappy stood a woman almost as big as Slappy himself. She wore a paint-splotched white coverall and a cap with two little angel wings sticking out, and she carried an 8-inch brush.
Who are you?
I'm Michelle from the Heavenly Sign Company. The boss has had an eye on you for some time, Slappy, and he likes your work. He's got a job for you, if you don't mind working in the rain.
Tell me all about it.
We need someone to paint a rainbow this Wednesday. Most of the time, we handle all the rainbows ourselves. But it's going to rain in a bunch of places Wednesday, and we could sure use some help.
Well, I'm your man.
That Wednesday morning, Slappy rented a cannon and set it in a big cow pasture. He tied two ropes to his scaffold, then ran the other ends through a couple of skyhooks. Then he loaded the skyhooks in the cannon and shot them straight up. And sure enough, the skyhooks caught on the sky. Slappy felt the first raindrops. He piled all his paints and brushes onto his scaffold, climbed on, and hoisted himself up, up, and up. He kept going till he was just under the clouds. Then he tied his ropes and started to paint. Slappy had only just finished when the sun popped through the clouds and lit up what he'd done. There was never a finer rainbow. It had every color you could imagine, each one blending perfectly with the next, and not a brush stroke in sight.
Whoa!
Just then, Slappy felt a big jolt. He looked up to see what had caused it. The sun had run smack into his skyhooks.
Oh, no.
Slappy shut his eyes and waited for the long drop to the ground. But it never came.
What's going on?
When Slappy looked again, he saw why. His hooks had caught on the sun itself, and the sun was pulling his rig across the sky. Now another sign painter might have been frightened, but not Slappy Hooper. He was enjoying the ride. He'd covered a good distance when Michelle appeared on the scaffold beside him.
The boss liked your rainbow, Slappy.
You mean it wasn't too good?
if it isn't too good, it's not good enough. That's how we figure. Anyhow, now that you're here, the boss has another job for you, if you don't mind working odd hours.
Just tell me all about it.
It's the sunrise and sunset. I guess you know, the boss himself has been painting them since time began, but he's done it so long, he'd like to give someone else a chance.
Why, I'm your man.
Slappy's been up there ever since. Of course, you can't see him with the sun so bright, but he's there all the same. Night and day, the sun pulls Slappy and his rig around the world. And every time Slappy comes to a horizon, he reaches up with his 8-inch brush. The job is done, and never a brush stroke in sight.
Got no diamond, got no pearl, still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht, still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks, still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Gold. What I got can't be bought or sold. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no heirlooms for my kin. Made no will, but when I cash in, I'll leave the sun night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Got no mansion, got no yacht, still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine.
From the original Broadway cast of Annie, Get Your Gun, headed up by Miss Mary Martin, that was I Got the Sun in the Morning. You're listening to Tell Us a Tale.
He had that masculine thing down. Shoulders and back straight. Never slumping, never round. Straight. He had that masculine thing. Shoulders and back straight. Never slumping. Never round.
She had
that masculine thing down. Shoulders and back straight.
For our next tale about life just going wrong, no matter how hard you try, we're going to tell you the English tale Lazy Jack, adapted by Vivian French, and that's published by Candlewick Press. And then to close out this half hour, we'll hear some of the traditional tune Mama Don't Allow, off Doc Watson's album Remembering Merle. So we'll see you again soon, right here on Tell Us a Tale.
There was no one as lazy Jack. He got out of bed in the afternoon, and he yawned, and he stretched, and he ate, and he ate, and he drank, and he burped. Then he went back to bed without ever doing anything for anybody.
Oh, this won't do, Jack. It just won't do. This won't do at all, Jack. Oh!
And so Jack's mom went to ask the builder to take Jack to work with him. So the next day, Jack worked for the builder. And he carried bricks and buckets and ladders and wood and cups of tea all day long. And at the end of the day, the builder thanked him and gave him a coin. Well, Jack was pleased.
Mom's gonna be so happy.
And all the way home, he balanced the coin on his thumb, on his finger, on his head and on his nose. But it fell off his nose and rolled into the bushes.
Oh, no!
Well, Jack was just too lazy to look for it, so he went home.
Oh, well.
Well? Well, Jack, did you get paid?
Yeah, Mom, I had a coin, but it fell off my nose and I lost it.
Jack, you are a silly, silly boy. You should have put it safely in your pocket.
I'll do that the next time. Can I go to bed now, Mom?
Oh, go to bed, Jack. Well, maybe tomorrow I'm going to ask the farmer if Jack can work for her.
So the next day, Jack worked for the farmer. And he fed the cows, and the sheep, and the hens, and the pigs, and the ducks, and the geese. And at the end of the day, the farmer thanked him and gave him a big jug of milk.
Don't you spill it, Jacques.
I know what to do. My mom told me. See, I'm going to put it in my pockets, just like she said.
And
now
he did.
The milk's all safe.
He poured the milk into his pockets, and he started to walk home.
My pants are awfully wet.
Jack soon saw his mother.
Goodness me, what have you been doing, Jack? What's coming out of your pockets?
Well, you told me to do it, Mom. The farmer, he gave me a jug of milk, so I poured it into my pockets to keep it safe.
Oh,
but my pants are a little wet now.
Jack, you are a silly, silly boy. You should have carried the jug home on your head.
I'll do that the next time. Can I go to bed now, Mom?
No, go to bed, Jack. What am I going to do with that boy? Well, maybe I'll ask if he can work with the dairyman tomorrow. Maybe he can manage that.
So the next day, Jack went to work for the dairyman. And he swept the dairy, scrubbed the floor, and skimmed the milk, and wrapped the cheeses. And at the end of the day, the dairyman thanked him and gave him a large wheel of cheese.
Well, it's awfully sunny outside there, Jack. You better be sure to keep your cheese cool. You don't want it to melt.
I know what to do. My mom told me.
And so then Jack put the cheese on his head and walked out into the sunshine.
Ugh.
Well, it was a very, very hot day, and it wasn't long before the cheese began to melt. Jack wiped his face, and he kept on walking, and the cheese kept on melting. And soon his mom saw him coming toward her. Heavens above, Jack!
I did what you said, Mom. I carried the cheese home on my head. It's not my fault that it melted.
Jack, you are a silly, silly boy. You should have wrapped it up in a wet cloth to keep it cool.
Oh, I'll do that the next time. Can I go to bed now, Mom?
Oh, go to bed. What am I going to do with that boy? He can't seem to do anything right. Well, tomorrow I'll ask the baker if he'll take him to work.
So the next day, Jack went to work for the baker. And he mixed the dough and kneaded the bread and checked the ovens and took out the loaves. And at the end of the day, the baker thanked him.
I'll keep a dog to catch the rats. Would you like one of her puppies, Jake?
Yes, please. Let me just get a wet cloth.
What is that wet cloth for, Jake?
I know what to do. My mom told me. Come here, puppy. I gotta wrap you up in this nice wet cloth. Oh, no.
And it wriggled away and tore his coat, and then the dog ran off down the road.
No! Come back, puppy! Come back! Mom!
Oh, hello, Jack! Why, Jack, your coat, it's all torn! What did you do?
I just did what you said. I tried to wrap the puppy up in the wet cloth, but it didn't like it, so it bit me and then tore my jacket. You Jack. Told me to do it, Mom.
Oh, Jack, you are a silly boy. You should have tied a piece of string to its collar and let it walk beside you.
Okay, I'll do that the next time. Can I go to bed now?
Oh, go to bed, Jack. And tomorrow he's going to work for the fishmonger. That's exactly what he's going to do.
And so the next day, Jack did work for the fishmonger. And he cleaned the counters and tipped out the ice and he weighed the fish and tied up the parcels.
So big.
And at the end of the day, the fishmonger thanked him and she gave him a huge silvery fish to take home.
Would you like some paper, Jack?
No, I know what to do. My mom told me. I'm just going to tie this piece of string around the fish, and then I'm just going to pull it along beside me.
Oh, that's not... I don't know that's a good idea, Jack. You sure?
Yeah, of course. That's what my mom said to do. Hey, why are all these cats following behind me?
Meow!
And on his way home, a line of cats began to follow Jack and his fish.
Jack, what's this?
Mom, I just did what you said. I tied the string around the fish, then I let it walk alongside next to me. I'm telling you, I just did exactly what you said. Oh. It's not my fault the cats chased after me and ate the fish up.
You are a silly boy, Jack. A silly, silly, silly boy. You should have carried it home on your back.
Okay, that's what I'll do the next time, Mom. Can I go to sleep now? I'm really tired.
Oh, go to sleep, Jack. You just go to sleep. I'm going to have a cup of tea to calm my nerves. And tomorrow, he's going to work for the grocer. That's exactly what he's going to do.
And so the next day, Jack did work for the grocer. And he sorted oranges and apples and pears, and he loaded the cart and drove around the town with a donkey. And at the end of the day, the grocer thanked him.
I'm getting the pony to pull my cart. You can have the donkey as your wages. Do you want a rope to pull him with, Jake?
No, no, I know what to do. My mom told me. I just got to put him on my back just a second.
And he took a deep breath and heaved the donkey onto his back. Well, the grocer began to laugh. And as Jack went on down the road, so did the fishmonger and the baker and the dairyman and the farmer and the builder. And they laughed and they laughed and they laughed until their sides ached and tears were running down their cheeks. And they followed behind Jack, still laughing and laughing, as he walked away home with the donkey on his back.
Well, Jack, whatever is going on here, what are you doing?
Just let me put the donkey down, Mom.
Okay, Jack.
Well, Mom, you'll be so proud of me. I did just what you said. And look it, I brought my wages back. That's why I had the donkey on my back.
Oh, Jack, you are such a silly boy.
But the grocer and the fishmonger and the baker and the dairyman and the farmer and the builder all shouted at once,
Oh, no, he's not.
He made me laugh more than I ever laughed before. He can work for me every Monday, and I give him a coin.
And I'll put it in my pocket.
He can work for me every Tuesday, and I'll give him a jug of milk.
And I'll carry it on my head.
He can work for me on a Wednesday, and I'll give him one of my best cheeses.
And I'll wrap it up in cool cloths.
He can work for me on Thursday, and I'll give him as much bread as he wants, and a pig of the puppies, too.
And I'll lead it home on a string.
He can work for me on Friday, and I'll make sure he has the biggest fish in the shop.
I'll carry it on my back all the way home.
Jake, you want to work on me on a Saturday? I got them so many of the apples and the oranges that you like to carry around.
No, on Saturdays, I'm going to stay in bed all day.
And so he did.
Oh, Jack, dear, you're such a clever, clever boy.
Well, now, Mama don't like no music played around here. Mama don't want no music played in here. We don't care what Mama don't allow. Gonna pick a little more anyhow. Don't like no music played around here. Now, Mama don't like no bluegrass guitar picking in here. Mama don't want no bluegrass guitar picking in here. We don't care what Mama don't allow. I'm gonna pick a little old lick or two anyhow. Don't like that bluegrass played in here. Mama don't want no washboard played in here. Mama don't want no washboard played in here. Uncle Joe don't care what Mama don't allow. Gonna pick on the washboard anyhow. Don't like that washboard played in here. Get her, Joe, get her down.
Stuff